break the quiz. Okay, we're holding here on page 616, the Barbanel. Last year we did the Akeda. This is a Barbanel giving us some sort of a remuzim about the about Oila, Pashas Oila. B'mesechtes Brachas per Tfilas Shacha Amru, Rebbe Shur Malevi Oime, Tfilas Keneget Tmidim Tiknum. V'omazeh. So why in the world would you have Keneget Tmidim? The Fisheish V'Pashas Zu Remez L'Tfilas Arvis V'Shasas Mincha. Kihine, B'Oimer Hu Ha'Oila Moita Mezbeh Kalela Boike, Remez L'Tfilas Arvis, U'B'Omro Bir Alea Koin Eitzam Boike Remez L'Tfilas Shachris, mincha. So there's some remuzim here about these three different tefillas. And like explained last time or time before, these type of remuzim are not so apparent that looking at it, we could figure out that there has to be shachas mincha ma'ariv. But knowing the shachas mincha ma'ariv and knowing and understanding that there are that the keneged the tmidim would give you some sense that there should be a remez in the pasuk, and yes, we find it. Because of Bala Sefer Kuzari, v'mayim hashlishi v'zeh l'shoinoi, v'hoya pri yoyme v'leiloi, hasholosh itish al tefila, u'pri ha'shavua yoyim ha'shabbos, mipnei shehu maimed lidovik b'yaloiki v'varose b'simcha she'izboya. So the Kuzari explains that there is a parallel. In other words, a person's body needs constant fuel. We can't sit and shovel constantly food into us. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, he gave, so there's three periods a day when we eat, and that food keeps on feeding us. So that the tefillas are three times a day when a person takes in deos and amunos and stuff like that, and it nourishes a person from tefillah to tefillah. What he means is the effect that a tefillah has in a person should keep him till the next tefillah. So the general sense of tefillah, and you see the psukim constantly compare tefillah to eating lachmi and korma lachmi and lechem ishai and so on. So it keeps the person, tefillah is supposed to give a person a certain sense of things, mostly in inyanim of emunah. He talks mostly about the inyanim of the inyanim of ava and dveikas of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that basically it the whole day is covered. Vihine, now the Barbanel adds something else. Vihine ha'ava nimshalas ka'esh. Kmesha oma ke'aza kamovis ava kosher kishol kina, v'shafer rish ve'esh al heves ka. V'tiye imkein ava mischadeshes bo'odem tfilas arvis, masmedes kol alayla ada boike, shishas tfilas shachris. V'laze romzu ba'omroi, hu ha'oyla al moiktal mizbeach kol alayla ada boike, so he says the last part, the Ma'ariv, is supposed to last all night long and have a certain effect, which we're going to speak about. It's something that is an Eish of Ava, and the night one lasts through the night, which is sort of the longest period in a sense. Ukefiza derech me'aremez eshefash barzo is kula. So the Zayis Teres Olam means when the neshama it rises high and is masig a dveikus shleim in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The omah hu ha'ola moikas ve'chalayla lehagid shaneshama to olam ma'ila shemusa ruchni be'yoyis al moikta b'service al mizbeach shumoshal leva adam shumoshal leva adam. So he says the neshama then goes up lamala for aliyah and so on. This is, I don't know if he's consciously doing it, because the Barbanel had some access to Kabbalah, not a whole lot, but he brings up their ideas, he supports and so on. The idea that a person's neshama at night recharges itself lamala and gains certain things lamala is something that it says in the Sfarim. It says that that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us nighttime. You know, if a person is meant to accomplish in this world, so the night, the sleeping of at night seems to be a waste of time. Of all our activities, it seems to be the one that has nothing. Eating, you could say that you can eat l'shem shemayim, and you can do tikkunim. Sleeping seems to be when we're not active. So the Sfarim speak about the neshama going up lamala, getting certain giluyim that it couldn't get, certain understandings couldn't get over here. That's the way the Kabbalah is from, right? And he's going to have a little bit of a different understanding of it, but he does say the same thing. A person's neshama goes up. So he gives the following explanation. We'll explain what he means and what he's saying over here. Let's take a mashal, or that's just quite what he's talking about. Imagine a person has a cheshik to do X, Y, or Z. And then I give the person a very strong musishmuz about how terribly this will affect somebody that he loves dearly, family member, person, whatever. And then the person sits, and just like when a person becomes emotional, the heat of the emotion devours whatever bad thoughts he had. So if, let's say a person wants to do bad to Reuven, I'm able to give him a very strong musar shmuz about how terrible it is, and he decides not to do it. What happens, which is his emotions begin churning, and they cause his thoughts to evaporate. So he says, when a person's heart is turned on at night with the Eish of Ava Tribay Shalom, so as a person sits on it, as a person it obsesses over it, dwells on it, it begins to destroy his bad machshavis and bad ritzonos. So it's a type of relationship where a person is sort of, he has a fire of ahava, and that slowly slowly melts away those chalavim and so on. So chalav is always a remez for something coarse, physical, for something that makes the heart insensitive. And if a person lights a strong enough fire, then everything, then it slowly begins to fade away. So just like if a person is spending the night thinking about something, and he realizes how bad it is, whatever he wants to do, and a person slowly moves different, that's the equivalent of the oila being kala laila moikta. That's how the Rebbe explains the remis in it. Let's see one more piece of Rabbeinu Bechaya here. It says, V'lovish ha'koyin madri bad, u'michnes se'vad yilbash al-psori, So he has to put on his bigger kahuna. V'lamadnu mizeh ki gam b'mitzas haromas hadeshen she'avodu kalo, tziva kashroch she'is hadaba koin lefonav, she'yilvash b'dei kuna b'miyaras hadeshen. So the Torah is telling us that even when you're doing something, I mean, basically haromas hadeshen seem to be cleaning off the shmutz of the mizbeach. You're basically taking out the leftover burnt stuff. And you have to dress up for it. This is a ha'ara for someone who becomes close to Kadosh Baruch Hu by any one of the things that one does for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or mishum is asiyas hasel Torah. She is hadel l'fanei Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. He should be proud of doing a mitzvah. She yashpul kvoid atzma kvoid Hashem yisparach v'lavoyde Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person should lower his need for kavod for kvod shemayim. In other words, when a person does something that he's obligated to do, he has the ability to do something that other people can't do, and he's doing it, and it's something that quote unquote is demeaning, low, kind of embarrassing or whatever it is, but a person should be proud of it. V'chein dover al shalma ura kvodi ura nevel v'kino ira shacha. Ura kvoidi ein kvoidcha choshev klumis kvoid kenech. Ura kvoidi means wake up my kavod. Who are you when it comes to doing a mitzvah? Uksiv v'david mecharker v'chol oiz lifnei Hashem. Uksiv v'nekaloisi oid mezoiz v'isi shafel be'inam. So the person has a chiyuv to not care about his own kavod when he's also in Kavod Shemayim, and he should feel proud of what he's doing. So when a person's job is Haromas Hadeshen, the person should feel Ashrehu that he's the one that he's doing it, and he should dress up for it. The Torah is telling you have to dress up for that occasion. So he says there are certain words that logically are word pairs, and they don't exist one without the other. For instance, you can't be a husband unless you have a wife. You can't be a wife unless you have a husband. When we talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu being an Adon, unless I am an Eved, he's not an Adon, and vice versa. So he says, V'kivon sh'odam eved l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'nischayev l'avod also, i'efshe sh'tia avoda shleima at she'ikabel eved l'kol midas ha'avdus, v'machno v'ashiflus ufanov. A person is not an eved Hashem. Doing things for Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make you an eved. It's being mekabel that there's nothing that you can't do or won't do. Lo she'isnaig l'fanov midas ha'avdus ha'sorora. If a person has any sense of self-pride, you know, this is beneath my dignity, this is einel fichvodi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not your Adam. You've got a self also, so you're a worker. But omashal hashalom al tishadil fei melech because your melech malchem lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should not attempt to be proud in front of a king, and certainly not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lifisha gaivi levushay. Okin shekosav melech geis lovesh va'oytil v'shemelech v'azav melech. Gaiva is appropriate only for Yishalom. He is the one above all and above everything. V'pnei zeh koyin o'ivid ha'miyuchad avodas ha'migdash tzivu l'kadosh Baruch Hu sedeshen b'chol yoyim she'avodah kalah she'avodas teshishvu l'kadosh Baruch Hu sedeshen b'chol yoyim. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu made, so there's a special tzivui that the lowest of the jobs in the Beis Hamikdash should take place dafka through a kohen, and the kohen should be the one and the kohen should dress up. V'chein matzina behilah zaken she'es sameach b'simchas hashem v'merakit v'oyim emanikan akol kan im enini kan mikan v'gamri gamliel derechomim merakit shem Beis Hamikdash v'noyim gatsa kalos roish ekvod shemayim. So the idea is, if something needs to be done, I need to do it. In Kelm, there was a big thing that they would give out the lowest jobs, like including cleaning out the outhouse, to, like, it was a big deal. Like, so and so was zeicher, they were called schusim. So and so was zeicher to this. So and so was zeicher to this. You had to merit being able to do that. But here the point is, whatever it takes in terms of, you know, demeaning and so on, to do for it. I want to add something about this. It's one of these things that sometimes we do a disservice in our biographies. We write biographies of Anashim Gedolim. I can tell you, my brother Reb Nosson Tzvi, so everyone knows what he built and how much money he raised. The amount of humiliating experiences he had in that wake was incredible. They don't get written up, but there was somebody, my mechutin took it to somebody, and this person had a big dog. The dog jumped all over Nosson Tzvi, and the guy told Nosson not to worry, he's harmless, and, you know, and then when they spent, whatever the amount of time they finished talking, the person gave a $180 check. So, I don't know, you know, that story is one story, and then there are hundreds like that. Reb Nosson Tzvi, there wasn't a bachur in yeshiva when Nosson Tzvi was younger, a younger man, there wasn't a bachur in yeshiva that he wouldn't learn with. And the bachur that nobody else wanted to learn with, he rolled up his sleeves and learned with him, because that's melech ha-shamayim. And what does it mean? It's beneath my dignity. How could doing melech ha-shamayim be beneath my dignity? This is, you know, I'm Eved Hashem, and this is what I'm supposed to do. Ukva yedato shakdoshim shibnei Yisrael hoy bnei Levi. Umanois nakosu shechachagolos. Bnei Levi were the chashiva ones. They were the ones that walked their golos. Usha kosek moshes agolos is apokritos alaviyim, mesh their golos, and so on. They followed it, which, you know, basically trucking is not a chashiva thing. Ninsis lomit shechayiv od lemait kvod atzma kvod shemayim. He used to do the avoda by wrapping silk gloves around his hands, because it was not befitting that somebody as chashev as him should be Isaac in such, you know, blood and guts and stuff like that. So he would wrap it in silk gloves to do the avoda, and he suffered a terrible punishment. But the point was, that if a person really sees as Eved Hashem, then the concept, the measurement of dignity of avoda he's doing is meaningless. You know, I'm an eved, this is my chiyuvim, that's it. The other knaches that the Rabbi Mechai says is, a person is supposed to be proud of it. The very fact that I'm the Eved Hashem means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts me for this, And a person should be mishada with it. A person should feel a covet that he's being called upon to do something in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I'm sorry I'm cutting it short a little bit. Be'ez Hashem, I hope next week we'll be back to pretty much regular routine. Okay, call to Vaguten. Vagutfach. Vagutfach.
Yaakov, is there going to be something for Purim?
You're asking good. I didn't think about it. I can ask him.
Okay.
To do a tiny sesta type of thing?
Yeah, I'm always looking for something to do on a fast day.
I'll ask my father, sure.
Thank you.
No problem. Good to watch.